This weekend, the opening weekend for the Marion County Historical Village, located just west of Knoxville there. In the past, you guys have done, the organization's done something called Pioneers Days. This year, you're changing it up a little bit, and you're actually having something called Civil War Days. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
We're really excited about it, Aaron. We're keeping with the anniversary, of course, of the Civil War and all the interest that's in it. So this year on Saturday will be totally Civil War Days. We have a reenactor group coming from Southwest Iowa. The Army of the Southwest will be there doing scrimmages, teaching us things, a fashion show. They have some extra uniforms for people if they're interested and want to be a part of it. And I think it's going to be really interesting. We have demonstrations going on and food, and everything will pertain strictly to the Civil War.
And the Civil War era in Iowa, I imagine, too, kind of specifically what was going on here in this time during the war.
Exactly. Along with that, Tony Pearson will be there from Central College. He'll be telling us about the Civil War veterans of Marion County and the effects on Central College, which is an interesting story. A great display he has also that goes along with it. I didn't realize that Central College was left with two professors. They all left. Everyone took off and left. And so it's going to be a lot of things for people to see, a lot of things for them to do, and just bring back some history and refresh it all for us. Hope it'll be a nice day. We're hoping weather's decent to go along with it. So.
Well, and things get started at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. We know that the Civil War reenactment group is going to be there. What other activities are going on?
We have all sorts of demonstrations going on. We have a quilt display also in the church. The Lions will be doing the pancakes, which is strictly Civil War period. Pancakes were served during the Civil War. So breakfast will be served starting at 7. And then from then on during the day, the reenactment group, we just kind of told them we're not doing a schedule. Do as they want to do. So I think there'll be some surprises. Maybe some people jumping occasionally with the cannons going off and the firearms. They had hoped to come in on Friday night and encamp on our grounds, our little village area. But now that we've had so much rain and the weather unpredictable, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to the men in the last couple days, but they'll be there bright and early. They said, of course, we'll be there lined up for breakfast.
And then Sunday, there will be a special church service going on at the chapel at the historical village. That'll be fun.
We're really excited about it. 10 o'clock will be our church service, which will be a Civil War period service. We have a lady that will be impersonating Reverend Olympia Brown, down to costume, full attire, history. She's very well knowledgeable of this and will be strictly a service that would have been done back in the 1860s, 61, 65. So I think it'll be real interesting. All music will be Civil War period at that time. Possibly we'll have some protesters, because if you check on Google and on your history, read a little bit about Reverend Olympia Brown. She was a little bit of a controversy in that time. There was not that many lady ministers, for one thing, but she also could stir up a little thing, stink at times too.
That sounds like it will be a real fun time. This whole weekend is a way to promote what the historical village is and what the historical society does as well within the community within Marion County.
That's our opening weekend, so we try to have something a little different each year to get people to come out and see. We have quite a few displays that all pertain to the Civil War. We have quite a few records there that you can come out and check. Maybe you'll find an ancestor's name that if you think was here in the county during the Civil War, possibly was here, could be in the grave registrations. We have a lot of diaries written by the different men, too, that is in our library, which are rather unique to read, the stories that they tell. Unbelievable what they went through and how they survived, just like any other prisoner of war. It's real interesting stories too, Aaron.
And actually, we've talked about this on K&I Carolessa already today, but Governor Terry Branstad going down to Vicksburg, Mississippi for a rededication, like you said, 150th anniversary of the Civil War and the 150th anniversary of the siege at Vicksburg there, actually. Kind of neat that it ties it all together, especially with Governor Stone being part of that 22nd Regiment at Vicksburg.
Oh, Governor Stone is a fantastic story. As you know, Dr. Bob has told us many stories on Governor Stone, but to think he came from here locally, and you go back and you look about all the things he did. I had a fifth grade grandson come home and say, Grandma, do you know something about a man named Stone? And so I played rather dumb just to see what he said. And I said, yeah. I said, there was a man named Stone. He said, did you know he was a good friend of Abraham Lincoln's? And I said, yes. I said, I think his name was Governor Stone. No, I think his name was William Milo Stone. So I know they had had a good history story that day. It's neat to know that he was from here. And when you find out that, yes, he was a good friend of Lincoln's, he was the one that got Lincoln nominated. And it's just interesting facts to tell. So I think it'll be interesting for everybody to come out and learn some history.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Janet, as we wrap up?
Well, everything will be free. It's all open that day. We do have a Civil War quilt that will be a donation type raffle, not really a raffle. You give a donation to us. It will be in the afternoon. It'll be a drawing. We have good old Civil War food. We're going to have ham sandwiches, big thick slabs of ham on homemade bread, homemade pie or cobblers, and iced tea, lemonade. We'll have good old coffee, which might be a little weak, you know. After a while, the coffee run out. But we welcome everybody out. We start at 7. It ends at 4 on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we welcome you there at 10 o'clock to join us for the church service. And it will be, she told us she thought about 40 minutes. She said, we're not going to do like the old-fashioned two-hour church service. So I welcome the public to come out and see what's there. We have a lot of interesting things going on.